Question 4. Practice 3. Reading and lecture. Now listen to a lecture related to the passage in Step 1. As you listen, take notes on important information. Write down 5 key words or key phrases that would be useful in explaining this information to someone else.
I trust that you've all read in your textbooks that the Great Zimbabwe Civilization was founded around the year 450 by ancestors of modern-day Shona speakers. This, however, has not always been the accepted interpretation of the archaeological evidence. After the British discovery of the ruins, British imperialist officials became concerned. You see, the idea of a black civilization undermined the justification behind British imperialism, namely, that whites were superior and that it was their duty to civilize other, savage peoples. Government officials commissioned a number of British archaeologists, including Bent and Hall, to investigate the site. Unfortunately, these men destroyed and plundered much of the ruins, and officially concluded that the civilization had been built by foreigners from the north. Fortunately, however, archaeologist Randall MacIver investigated the site in 1905, and her findings contradicted the earlier theories. The British Empire responded by banning archaeologists from the site for nearly 25 years. The racist myth about the ruins was not fully dispelled until Zimbabwe's independence in 1980.